It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Museum of Arts and Design opens this Saturday. It's gone through several transformations in its over 50-year history. There have been new names, new buildings, even a little controversy. Now it's set up in a newly refurbished building at 2 Columbus Circle. Lee Rosenbaum is an art critic who got a preview of the space, and she joins us now. Hi, Lee.
Nice to see you again.
The building's had a complicated history, particularly when the city designated the building as the new home for the museum. What happened here?
Well, the landmark preservationists were up in arms. They felt that this was an iconic building that should have been given landmark designation. They launched a series of lawsuits and violent requests to have this thing landmarked. The Landmark Commission refused to consider it, and ultimately the museum prevailed and was allowed to build.
How could they refuse a building that's nicknamed the Lollipop Building?
Well, it had been considered by a committee of theirs back in 1996. It was never considered to be a great work of architecture. It was an iconic building. I mean, I remember it from my youth going to ice skate in Woolman Rink in Central Park. It was a kind of touchstone for the area, and it became very loved.
The building is one of the few in Manhattan where all four sides are exposed. It actually stands on its own little island. What do you think of its transformation, and do you miss the old one?
I do miss it a little. If you're a New Yorker and you grew up with it, it was kind of an important part of the cityscape. I think that the new building will also become a significant part of the cityscape. It does preserve the memory of the old building. It's the same shape. It has the white color. And what I like about it is that the skin of it bespeaks the purpose for which it is built or reconfigured. The surface is made out of 22,000 ceramic terracotta tiles, each one individually glazed. It took them about 2 years to come up with this opalescent glaze, which is very warm, lustrous, and changes color in different lights.
What about the collection? They can now display the permanent collection. What's on display there?
They have a permanent collection floor with some of the classics of American crafts. You'll see a Sam Maloof rocking chair. You'll see Dale Chihuly glassworks. And you'll see a simple and elegant flared bowl by Lucy Ree, which I really adored. It had a very lustrous copper glaze. And then upstairs, they have a very different array of objects in their temporary exhibition. That's a whole other bag.
You know, there's a show there called Second Lives Remixing the Ordinary,
yes,
which uses recycled materials to make new works of art. How did that strike you?
First of all, it's kind of very much in the mood of the times because we're all about reuse, recycle. It was a mixed bag. I think there'll be something there for everyone to love and some things that people will find less engaging. I was particularly engaged by work that had to do with the looting of antiquities from the Iraq Museum. Michael Rakowitz displayed objects that were made in the shape of the artifacts. They were crafted from Arabic newspapers and materials from food labels, and the labels had to do with the museum labels of the objects that are now lost, and they were quotes from either U.S. government officials or Iraqi museum officials. I found it very poignant, moving, and absorbing.
Now, another unique thing, the museum supports emerging artists in a few,
yes,
special ways. Talk about that.
They have an open studios program. You can go up to the sixth floor and see artists or craftspeople at work making their new creations. These are not artists who are in the collection of the museum or shown at the museum. They are, as you said, emerging artists. You have a chance to see what they do. You'll have some hands-on opportunities in the education floor as well. And then they also have more master craftsmen in residence. The first one will be Long Bin Chen, who makes sculptures out of phone books.
We've been speaking with Lee Rosenbaum about the new Museum of Arts and Design. It opens on Saturday. You can also find images of the building and the collection and a link to Lee Rosenbaum's blog on our website at WNYC.org. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks a lot, Richard.